This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin in Africa, where a court in Luanda today sentenced the son of former Angolan President Eduardo dos Santos to 5 years in prison in a $500 million corruption case. The report comes from the Portuguese news agency Lusa by way of Reuters. José Filomeno de dos Santos, the former head of Angola's $5 billion sovereign wealth fund, had been found guilty, along with three other defendants, of transferring the money to a Credit Suisse account in London. The trial has been the most high-profile case to date under the anti-corruption drive of President João Lourenço, who took power when Eduardo dos Santos stepped down in 2017 after nearly four decades of rule in Africa's second biggest oil-exporting nation. Israel says it is history in the making. Palestinians call it a betrayal. At issue, the dramatic announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. In a nationwide address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state, and voiced hope other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Netanyahu also said he was granting a request from U.S. President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off on implementing Israel's pledge to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, strongly condemned the UAE action and says he is recalling his ambassador from the Emirates. His spokesman in the occupied West Bank called on the Arab League to reject the agreement. Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. And Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan says he may sever his nation's ties with the UAE and could withdraw the Turkish ambassador. The agreement would make the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full ties with Israel. In Washington, President Trump described the Israeli-UAE deal as a huge breakthrough and told reporters other similar Mideast agreements are in the works. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers today are set to consider possible new sanctions on Belarus after its harsh crackdown and post-election protests. Authorities in the former Soviet Republic have released hundreds of people detained during 5 days of massive street demonstrations. Many say they were beaten and tortured. The releases came after the top law enforcement official in Belarus apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force. At the center of all this, growing demands for an end to the 26-year rule of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He was reelected with exit polls showing he got 80% of the vote, which his opponents say was the result of fraud. Global markets are mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up slightly amid doubts over the chances for a fresh pandemic financial bill. Aid prices in Europe have taken a hit. The CAC 40 in France is off more than 1.5%. In Asia, the standout is Shanghai, which gained more than 1%. Lebanon's judicial probe of the Beirut port explosion is off to a rocky start with political arguments over a number of issues, including who should be the lead investigator. French teams are sending divers into the underwater crater to aid in the investigation. It is still not known what sparked the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate that were stored for years in Beirut's port, adjacent to densely populated residential areas. More than 200 people died in the August 4th blast. Hundreds more were wounded. Scores of people are still missing. The British government is adding to a coronavirus quarantine list that could affect hundreds of thousands of returning vacationers. Involved are those who have traveled to the Netherlands, Malta, Monaco, France, and the Caribbean nations of Aruba and Turks and Caicos. Beginning tomorrow, those arriving back in the UK from those places will be required to spend 14 days in self-isolation. France, which has seen a recent spike in COVID infections, has been removed from a list of countries exempt from the UK's quarantine rules. France is Britain's second most popular holiday destination after Spain. Worldwide coronavirus numbers close to 21 million cases and over 760,000 fatalities. The figures come from a run-in count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The numbers here in the United States, 5.25 million infections and 167,000 lives lost. California's become the first state to top 600,000 cases. That number stands at 603,000 with 11,000 deaths. New Zealand, widely seen as a COVID success story, is trying to contain a new cluster of infections, and the capital, Auckland, has been put under lockdown. New Zealand is reporting some three dozen fresh cases, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is warning that number will probably grow. New Zealand has gone more than 100 days, had gone more than 100 days without a sign of community transmission. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.